This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Missouri Senate has given first-round approval to a phased-in tax overhaul. As Marshall Griffin explains, it's designed to help the Show-Me State compete with neighboring Kansas, which recently slashed its tax rates.
The bill would lower state income taxes for individuals and corporations by 0.75 percentage point, while raising the state sales tax by 0.5 point. Both would be phased in over a five-year period. GOP Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit says it would result in a revenue loss of around $450 million a year.
So I think we can definitely absorb it within our current growth, and that's regardless of what we do with tax credit reform or other things that are going to save our state money.
Democrats say the bill would deprive the state of much-needed revenue. They failed to add on an amendment that would have fully funded the formula for K-12 schools. It needs one more vote before moving to the Missouri House. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri House has endorsed the creation of several new tax breaks intended to lure high-tech businesses and foreign trade to the state. House members gave initial approval yesterday to a bill authorizing $60 million of tax credits for international exports over the next 8 years. They also gave initial approval to bills creating tax credits for investors in high-tech startup businesses and authorizing state and local sales tax breaks for computer data centers. The votes came a week after the Senate passed a broader overhaul of Missouri's tax credits. The Senate measure would authorize those same new incentives while also reducing the tax credits available for renovating historic buildings and developing low-income housing. House leaders plan to consider reductions to tax credits separately at a later date. Some MU students and alumni are upset. MU's registrar recently decided to move the May 2013 honors graduation from the Francis Quadrangle to Mizzou Arena. MU's Vice Provost of Enrollment Management says the decision was made because of limited seating on the quad. She also says when there's bad weather, there are problems with alerting students and families about the changed location. The change in tradition has upset Honors College alumni and current students, prompting a petition to bring the ceremony back to the quadrangle. MU alum Amanda McCambridge says it's unfair to graduating students like her sister.
And she had watched me graduate on the quad four years ago and was really excited to do the same, and is a little bit bummed now, I should say, that she doesn't get to have the same experience.
McCambridge says her own graduation in 2009 was almost moved because of a rainstorm. She says if the weather is the reason for the change, there could be different remedies other than changing tradition. University of Missouri forestry students have created maple syrup with a black and gold touch. The Columbia, Missourian reports the MU Ag Foundation provided a $15,000 grant to help students and landowners produce maple syrup. 10 students at the university's Basket Wildlife Research and Education Center near Ashland worked on the Pancake Ready project. They purchased 100 taps and a new evaporator to remove water from the tree sap. The time is right to tap the trees. The State Department of Conservation says that peak season for collecting syrup occurs when nighttime temperatures fall below freezing. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.